T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Segment brought to you by Football Friday, or Football Friday, excuse me, brought to you by Zinni, the official eyewear of the San Francisco 49ers. Shop from over 3,000 styles at 80% off retail prices exclusively at Zinni.com. Do we have Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 94 WIP? They ready to roll? Afternoon show out there in Philadelphia. A lot of respect for John Ritchie. Put a lot of time in the Bay Area as the Raiders fullback. We love John Ritchie out here, so it's going to be tough to... It's tough to talk trash to him, and don't forget all postseason guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Joey John, what's happening, man? Good afternoon or good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It is still the morning here, and we're looking forward to Sunday night and a victory for the Birds.
Oh, that's so... Is that Joe DeCamera?
I just wanted to cut you the chase. Right. I just figured why not right out of the gate.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
It's not all I got. I just wanted to start and cut to the chase, but it's far from all I got.
Well, Joe, I little birdie told me this. I mean, like, look, I've been to Philadelphia a couple times, right? And it's a blue-collar town, tough, you know, the home of the cheesesteak. You got the Rocky statue.
We respect
and everything,
it.
And we do respect it. Well, what's this thing about you taking baths, man? You're like 45 years old.
Do you run it?
Are you taking baths with bubbles?
I
got a 2-year-old daughter, man. She takes bubble baths. She likes the bubbles. What's up, Joe? You're 45, like taking bubble baths.
Yeah, so this might be a 3-on-1 gang up now because Richie actually agrees with you guys. Look, it's my thing. I enjoy it. Let me put it this way. I like reading books. And I find I keep myself awake when I read books in the bathtub. It's very soothing and relaxing. But I'll tell you this.
Are you Scarface?
In the last 5 years, I've read an autobiography on Steve Young and a biography on Joe Montana. In about 15 years, I look forward to all of us reading a biography on the greatness of Jalen Hurts' career.
Oh, nice.
I just want to kind of drop that in there because there's not going to be a Brock Purdy biography. I just want to be clear.
That's okay. QB, you read the Steve Young QB book with Andy Reid and him at BYU. It's a pretty good book.
It's a great book.
Yeah. I'm more of an audio book kind of a guy. I don't have the time to take baths, but that's all right.
Do you smoke a cigar while taking your bath?
Yeah. Pelicans fly?
No.
I'm just reading books.
No Scarface? No.
Red wine on the side,
no,
man?
No.
You're like anti-Philly. Like John Ritchie's like Pennsylvania tough, fullback. We know John Ritchie.
Bleeding off the forehead.
Yeah, no doubt. Like John Ritchie's tough, so it's tough for me to talk trash to him. But the camera, the Deke, I mean, you're taking bubble baths and you're from Philly?
It's all good.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you guys a question. What do you think of the game here on Sunday?
I think it's going to be amazing. We're going right into the Lions' Den. As Bonte's not a Star Wars guy, but I view this as like a new hope. We got young Brock Purdy, like Luke Skywalker, going in to the Emperor's Chambers here. Because let's call it what it is. Philly thinks that they're the top-notch fan base, and the Link is the most hostile environment in all of sports. So you've got young Brock Purdy, untested, even though he has the same amount of playoff games as Jalen Hurts, going in with a battle-tested unit, the Rebel Alliance, if you will, trying to fight on the evil empire. I'm here for this. I think this is going to be great theater, and the winner of this game is going to win the Super Bowl. These are the two most physical, well-balanced teams left in the game.
How much better is Jalen Hurts than Brock Purdy?
I don't think it matters because they're not playing against each other. Right?
I personally think Jalen is better, though. I don't think that's a question.
There's no doubt, but yeah, I believe Dak was better than Brock. You can make the argument that Geno was better than Brock. You can make the argument that Tom Brady and Tua and all these quarterbacks down the stretch were better than Brock Purdy. But Jalen has to go against that number one defense. Brock doesn't.
Is, Do you put Jalen Hurts in the same category as Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes?
A tier down.
I do think his season was so spectacular this year. You have to do it for multiple years. Like, the resumes are different. He had a... I don't want to disrespect. Jalen was
MVP
awesome.
Season.
Plus, I was rooting for him. When I saw what he did with Tua and how he got yanked and then went back in there for him and then went to Lincoln Riley. Like, I have tremendous respect for Jalen Hurts, the man.
You guys got a good one out there in Philly. Jalen Hurts is a problem.
Yeah, he's stand up.
Who's the best player on your team?
McCaffrey.
I mean, you can make the argument for Christian McCaffrey. You can also make the argument for Nick Bosa. But in this postseason, it's been a little Debo, Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, Kittle's been amazing.
McCaffrey's taking his team to another level.
So what about McCaffrey's status for Sunday?
He's good to go.
Watching the game, because we were both at the game, he's limping around a little at the end, and they went to Eli Mitchell, but they've kind of always had a multiple back situation, and Mitchell wasn't available for about, I don't know, 8 weeks or whatever. I think he's going to be good to go.
I like the matchup, too, with McCaffrey coming out the backfield against that linebacking core. Now, that defensive line that you guys got out there is definitely ferocious, but I think you could spread them out, and I don't think they've seen speed like this in a long time from an offense. New York Giants, I mean, come on, the Niners are not the New York Giants. Richie James Jr., Matt Breida, come on, they were a joke.
How concerned are you about the pass rush, though?
Our pass rush or your pass rush?
Our Eagles pass rush. The one that led the NFL.
The one with the third most sacks in the history of the National Football League, which goes back over 100 years.
Yeah, I mean, you guys who beat up on the Colts, the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, there's some
New York Giants. Who else? You got the Tennessee Titans.
But they do have a great front.
The Houston Texans on Thursday night. I mean, you guys had a pretty soft schedule.
But
soft,
you know, surf. What? It's, having seen the Dallas Cowboys, their team speed, and I know you guys know
your schedule. Right? I mean, your schedule, too. What was your best win?
It was probably, I would say, either Miami. The Dallas game was very impressive.
There hasn't been any.
That's about two
wins right
there.
Here's what I would say to you guys. Here's what I would say to you guys. At the time, the LA Rams were fighting for their season. Now, in retrospect, it sounds foolish, but at the time, they did have Cooper Kupp healthy. Stafford was healthy. Their season was ended after the Niners beat them.
Well, yeah, look, both schedules have been light. That is true. And really, guys, I'll say we have seen for weeks now, John and I have assessed for a long time that this was a showdown game that was going to happen.
Exactly.
I mean, it really does create a compelling... And listen, it's a great Final Four, because the AFC also, I mean, now the Mahomes thing's unfortunate, changes the dynamic of that game. But I do believe... Four of the five best teams are left. The only other one is the Bills, and clearly they got out. I think these are the four best teams in football.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree with you. To me, this comes down to the coaching matchup, right? As we have Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie, 94 WIP, their morning show out there in Philadelphia. They do a great job. John Ritchie, of course, a former Raiders fullback. The coaching situation here. Is Sirianni the real deal? What happens if this game gets tight? How is Sirianni going to respond to this game if it's tight in the fourth quarter?
It sounds like you doubt that Sirianni matches up to Kyle Shanahan.
Well, I would say. Shanahan nationally gets a lot of, you can't win the big one. He's won four playoff games in the last calendar year, you know, and three of those were on the road.
Yeah, no, look, Shanahan's obviously good. He's had two major moments, you know, in the biggest spots where he's come up small. Right. But
John
Ritchie, come on, you played the game.
Come on. And
tell your boy Joe, how can an offensive coordinator get the blame for a Super Bowl loss when that team was up 28-3?
Who called the play on second down when they chose to pass
the ball? What about the 21-point deficit? Well, is there defense?
Do you remember that they threw it to Mohamed Sanu and got called for a holding to get that yardage back to get back into field goal range? It's actually the right play call, I believe.
Well, listen, the sack on Ryan was the killer. That's the one that pushed them back. And anyway, I'll answer your question on Sirianni. We have strong confidence in Sirianni around here. Now, look, guys, I was a big doubter last year. Big. And he is different. He is, I will use the term, goofy. he is not stoic Tom Landry on the sideline. I mean, this guy is a different modern age guy. But the team is extremely efficient. They are very competitive with regard to, they don't let up. I mean, I don't mean third and fourth quarter. They might have got a 30-point lead. But they come ready to play. They're focused. And he has, with Jalen Hurts, created an attack offensively that is very unique and very effective. So I think his game day management is excellent. He'll be very aggressive on fourth downs. He'll be aggressive on 2-point conversions, and he's got a really good culture with strong leadership. So I'll tell you this: he doesn't have the accomplishment of Kyle Shanahan and any number of other coaches that have, you know, won Super Bowls and all. but I got a lot of faith in him. I think he's an outstanding coach.
So, Joe, to the camera, let me ask you, as you're sitting in your bubble baths, what do you fear of the 49ers? What is something that worries you about this football game?
Number one, Bosa, for sure. Listen, the biggest fear for me from an Eagles
standpoint...
Even
with Lane Johnson?
Yes. The biggest fear is if Bosa decodes how the Eagles run their offense with the mesh point between Jalen Hurts and the running back, and the moment where Jalen Hurts makes the decision where, whether he's going to give the ball to the running back or take it back and make it a passing play or a running play for Hurts. If Bosa, through his athleticism and film study, can figure out that moment, that would be a problem for the Eagles. To this point this year, very few have. John, there's one or two guys
Cam Jordan did a good job in one play, but that was against Gardner Minshew.
But it's tough. It's very tough to do. That's the biggest thing. And then obviously the other aspect is just your defense. I mean, I don't take lightly when the number one defense takes a field, and the Eagles are great, but they're two.
Yeah. Yeah.
San Fran's got a legit D. Look, the Eagles lost a title game out here in 0-2, and to me it felt very similar in that Tampa Bay came in as a seasoned team that had been knocking on the door trying to win a title. Mm. They're the number one defense in football. They came into the vet and won the game. So I know it can happen. I've seen it. In the end this weekend, I don't think it will, but I know it can.
All right, so you asked us about McCaffrey and where he's at. Bosa's been kind of quiet the last couple of playoff games, and it's crazy because he's the all-time playoff sack leader for the 49ers. So where are Jalen Hurts at physically and A.J. Brown? Because I saw A.J. kind of limping a little late in that game.
AJ's
where is he at? Because I fear him. Big number one receivers have killed the Niners the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, and we as a fan base view that as the weakness that we can exploit in this game. Your cornerbacks against our wide receivers,
downfield.
We feel good about pushing the ball downfield, especially, you know, I don't know, it hasn't been as tight. I mean, you're down a cornerback, and that is going to rear its ugly head. AJ is fine physically. Jalen Hurts is beyond fine
physically. He's fine, totally fine.
It was, now 6 weeks ago that he was injured, and he's proven every step of the way that he can throw just as well as he did, which was outstanding this season.
It's not just throw. Because, guys, the final game of the season, he threw fine, but they didn't run the normal offense. Clearly, he was trying to avoid some of the collisions he normally would get in. Last week, they opened it. When the game was early and they didn't have to just then sit on a lead, they ran their normal offense. Yeah. He was willing to take hits. I think he's totally fine.
You know, I got to say, man, we do this simulcast a lot. We've done it with Green Bay, Leroy Butler and company, and we've done it with the Dallas Clowns down in 105.3 The Fan.
Oh.
And you guys are nice, man.
It's
almost like I don't even want to talk trash to you guys, man. You're kind of getting me out of my element.
I'm scared of Richie.
Like, the Dallas guys, like, did research. Richie is a problem. I don't want to get beat up Monday when we do our show from there. 94 WIP.
But
like, the Dallas guys are just like, you know what? They were terrible.
Guys, I've done a scientific study on this. People from Dallas are fools. So it's real simple.
But I got to say, some of the calls on the Angelo Cataldi morning show, they're talking about this game was going to be over by halftime. All right, man. It feels like everybody out there feels like the ticket is punched to Glendale, Arizona for Philadelphia.
There's some of that.
Yeah.
There is. And I've cautioned people against that. Because, we got a poll here today. I don't know where the results are right now, but there's no doubt it's going to be high in the 90s. Who's going to win the game? 90% something's going to say the Eagles. It's a tighter game than that. It is.
Agreed.
But guys, I'm telling you, the differentiating factor when all is said and done, and I'm telling you, you can think about this 6:30 on Sunday night, Eastern time, 3:30 your time when the game is over. The difference will be Jalen Hurts.
It's funny you say that because, no, I don't disagree, but we do that a lot, quarterback comparisons and stuff.
Yeah.
If you'd have asked me that last year, I would have gave Mahomes the edge over Burrows. They found a way, and Mahomes had his worst half of football. Jimmy Garoppolo went into Green Bay, and he pee-nulled down his leg. They didn't have an offensive touchdown. The MVP of the league, Aaron Rodgers, couldn't do anything against this defense. Now, that was a miracle win. I'm not saying that's a template.
But here's the thing I'd say, and I say this out of respect to your franchise. So I will say growing up, man, Joe Montana and Walter Payton were my two favorite players that were not Eagles in the NFL. I love those guys. I love Montana. I loved Rice. Those guys were great. But I'm telling you, the Eagles are on to something with how they play offense that to me is reminiscent of what Bill Walsh did 40 years ago.
Elaborate.
Bill Walsh brought something to the table that the league could not figure out initially. It was different. It was short passes. It was run after the pass. It was obviously Montana didn't have a rocket arm, but utilizing his strengths to the greatest ability he could, and it turned him for a long time into the best quarterback in football history. And obviously, West Coast offense has maintained to this day. Some teams have made some adjustments, but in the early days, Walsh was way ahead of defenses. Guys, I'm telling you, the nation doesn't know it, but John and I know it, and Eagles fans know it.
Joe,
Hurts and Sirianni are ahead of the curve, and they have an advantage.
All right, now I'm coming down your road, bubble bath boy. You really went. You went. You haven't even won a second playoff game with this guy, and you're anointing him. He's Bill Walsh, and he's going to have a legacy where the entire league is going to be doing what he's doing for 40 years to come. I mean, can we put the cart before the horse? Can you win the damn game first?
Guys, open your eyes and watch the way high school and college quarterbacks are playing, and there's going to be a lot more Jalen Hurts is moving forward than there are Joe Montana's. The league is changing. But the Eagles
Joe
are on the
move. That's the big misnomer.
Yeah, Joe was mobile.
Joe was mobile.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, he was throwing on the run left, right. The greatest play, sprint, right option was a rollout.
But here's what I'll say. In Shanahan's 8 playoff games, when you go back to 2019, the 3 there, the 3 last year, and of course, the third, this is about to be his third playoff game this year. He's had the inferior quarterback possibly in every single playoff game, whether it's Jimmy going up against Rodgers or Dak or Matthew Stafford, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm just not here for Sirianni is better than Walsh.
No, that's ridiculous.
I didn't say he's better than Walsh. What I said is the Eagles are on to something that the league hasn't
Super Bowl
figured out.
First is all I'm saying. Come on.
Bill Walsh.
After one half of football, Chip Kelly has revolutionized football.
Mr. Richie, you went to Stanford. You can't let Bubble Bat Boy do that. You went to Stanford. Come on, don't let him put reminiscing a watch. We've seen this offense before. Everybody's running RPOs. We've seen this all over the league.
I don't know how your defense will stop it. I expect it to continue to function the way it has all year. It's a machine.
Guys, if you guys think Hurts is Kyler Murray, you're sorely mistaken. He's got a better arm than Lamar. And he's got better feet than many others. I'm telling you, man, this guy's awesome.
No, I don't dismiss the talent. He's amazing. But we've seen a lot of great quarterbacks have rough games. I mean, Tom Brady's the GOAT. What kills him? Interior pressure. Patrick Mahomes, what killed him? His offensive line let him down in the Super Bowl. Didn't have any time to throw. I mean, so like things happen outside of the quarterback. If it was just best quarterback wins, the Niners wouldn't have won any playoff games.
You guys are underestimating this defense. This defense lays the wood.
I love Jalen.
I don't think the Eagles have been hit like this. The way they're going to get hit Sunday, I don't think they've been hit like this all year.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just get it on the line here, on the record. Fellas, who wins the game?
The Niners, 23-20. Jake Elliott misses a field goal to end the game. You guys go home sad.
You guys haven't watched Jake Elliott, huh?
I mean, Robbie Gould's perfect, but that pressure's going to get a little tight out there.
That's one prediction. What's the second prediction from the West Coast?
Well, that the Niner fans are going to take over, and you guys are going to be shocked by how many red and gold fans are in that stadium. Mark my words.
Okay.
All right.
John, your prediction?
Yeah. I think high 20s to low 20s, the Eagles win this thing.
The Eagles win the game.
All right. Cheesesteaks on you guys Monday when we see you, right?
Listen, let me tell you something. Don't wear the Niners jersey around here. Trust me.
Why not?
Oh, because you want to be alive on Monday.
Oh, we'll be decked out as soon as we get off the flight.
Come in for a second. bro.
Like we're going to the Persian Gulf War or something.
Jesus Christ. This isn't the Civil War. I'm going to a football game to root on my team, for Christ's sake. Do you have that many lowlifes in your fan base to where I can't wear my jersey? I mean, come on, suck it up and be an adult.
It's not about lowlifes. It's about, I'm just telling you, don't wear the jersey.
We'll be wearing Dwight Clark, number 87, will be in the building.
And I'll be wearing my custom number 1.
And you can let everybody out there in Philly know right now.
For the amount
section
of
116,
for
row 4.
Playoffs.
We'll be section 116, row 4. Yeah.
Sounds like you just let Philadelphia know yourself.
Fellas.
Who is that? Who's that sidekick?
That's our producer. And he is the
sidekick. Tell him to say it with his chest,
by the way.
Say it with your chest.
Done.
I want to hear it one more time.
Section 8, Philadelphia. Everybody in the 215. Section 116, row 4. Look for Dwight Clark. What jersey are you wearing, Chasky?
The number 1 custom red that's been undefeated in the playoffs.
We'll be there.
Put my name on the back.
We'll be there. We can't wait to see you guys.
I don't want anyone. I'll just say this: I don't want to be charged with manslaughter if you guys die. I did not give out that seat number. That's on you guys. We're done. Fellas,
you guys have a good one. We'll see you Monday. Please don't call him sick to work after that loss. John Ritchie, Joe DeCamera, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.